This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, let's talk toilets. Not potty humor toilets, but when you're out and about and you gotta go, where do you go? Because increasingly, it's not in truly public restrooms. It's in facilities and shops and restaurants that are actually private businesses. Elizabeth Yuko wrote about the state of public restrooms in this economy for Bloomberg City Lab. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
It's not just me, right? I mean, public toilets have been disappearing in this country for a good long while.
Absolutely. It was something that I think came to our attention a bit more during the pandemic, especially the early days. But really, we haven't seen the construction of new public restrooms, genuinely public restrooms, that is. So not restrooms that are in retail establishments or theaters or hotels or bars or restaurants, but actual facilities built by and maintained by either the city or the state. But the last major wave of those that were built was in the 1950s during, wow, the expansion of the highways, and they were rest stops. Between the 60s and 80s, you saw a lot of closures for money reasons, because of concerns about crime or vandalism or drug use. And 9/11 really was the final nail in the coffin for a lot of the remaining public restrooms. And a lot have been closed since.
It's that genuinely public thing that made me want to talk to you, because the way America goes to the bathroom in public is actually through businesses, increasingly less so, right? But businesses making their restrooms available. And those aren't really public bathrooms at all.
Exactly. Yes, it's just what we've come to expect. And prior to the early 20th century, there was this idea that the government should provide these types of facilities. Mm-hmm. Then you get into the earlier 20th century, and a lot of the progressives, which were a lot were wealthy, upper middle class white women, they decided that, there were bathrooms, great, but what was better were bathrooms that other people couldn't use. And, the idea was if you had the money to spend in these places, then you could use a nicer restroom. And that idea has really stuck with us.
We are different than other countries in this regard.
Yes, absolutely. And it's something that other countries have noticed, whether it's, a group of visitors. I live in New York, and in the before times, there were tourists everywhere. And one of the questions I got asked pretty frequently was, where's the nearest public restroom? And, I would have to give them a rundown of the big Macy's is there. If you go to the basement, you can find, that type of thing. Man. But another thing that happened was the United Nations sent a representative to the United States to assess the sanitation and drinking water situation. And the report that resulted basically said that the representative was shocked to find so few genuinely public restrooms here.
So do you now, after writing this piece, do you have like encyclopedic knowledge of all the, public but really actually private and non-municipal restrooms in New York City?
Well, that was something that I started paying attention to long before I started researching toilets. But I also use an app called Flush. And I have no affiliation with them.
An app for everything.
This is not a paid endorsement. It just is a New Yorker with a bladder. But if I happen to come across one that's especially nice, I will make a mental note of that.
Oh, boy. Elizabeth Yuko, journalist, writing most recently in Bloomberg and City Lab, where she's a contributor. Where did all the public bathrooms go? And now we know. Elizabeth, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much.